Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 237 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it merely Where Fitz Left Off. And we finally had the pleasure of meeting Lou Morse II. He's the owner of Chimney Rock and Chimney Rock Park, and he shared with us his dream and that of his son Todd, who now manages the park as they look toward the turn of the century. For more years than I can remember, every Easter Sunday, I dutifully made my way from Hendersonville to Chimney Rock and then up the mountain to the parking lot at the base of the rock where WHKP would originate the annual Easter sunrise service on our station, and the origination would be picked up and broadcast by other stations down through the years. Al Hope has now taken over where the old Good Morning Man left off. To me, the program was not only utterly beautiful in content, but spectacular in setting, with the sun rising to be reflected in the waters of Lake Lure far below. And I sensed also a spirit of total cooperation between the people of Hickory Nut Gorge and the folks who operate Chimney Rock Park. The Easter program always included the pastors of the various churches in the gorge, none of whom did a full-fledged sermon, but all participated in the prayers and the story of Easter itself. It was beautiful. Special music also helped draw thousands to Chimney Rock for this memorable experience. When I was very young, the manager of the park was Norman Grieg, who was later succeeded by Jay Freeman. But my contact over the past decade or so has been with Mary Yeager Gale, who handles a number of responsibilities in addition to public relations and marketing. And then a few years ago, I had the good fortune to meet Todd Morse, son of Lou, who now manages the Chimney Rock Park. My first experience with the Morse family came when I discovered in doing the Kermit Edney Weather Book that a man by the name of Dr. Lucius Morse was the cooperative weather observer in Hendersonville. He owned and operated Duncraggan Inn from 1911 to 1913. Dr. Morse had started buying up property in the Chimney Rock area as early as 1902 from Jerome Rome Freeman, grandfather of Bob Freeman, Mr. Republican of the county, who operated Freeman's newsstand, and his son still runs the newsstand. Dr. Morse was one of the earliest dreamers and entrepreneurs in western North Carolina. Early promotional material he developed compared the climate of the Chimney Rock area as being equivalent to that of the French Riviera. He envisioned paved roads to the top of Chimney Rock, the building of a lake at the foot of the mountain which would generate power for hotels and a whole residential community. In 1913, he sold Duncraggan Inn and moved to be near his dream development. The late Clayton Drake of Hendersonville recalled working on the hydroelectric dam at Lake Lure when he was a young man. Lucius then persuaded his brothers, Hiram and Asel, to join in this visionary development, and the talents and financial resources of Asel and Hiram came into play. The Morse family had gained wealth in publication of a financial newspaper in St. Louis and had branched out over the years to encompass a variety of other businesses. At one time, Chimney Rock Park became involved in a public stock offering and owned more than 8,000 acres. After the Depression, the crash, the Morse family was able to buy the total ownership back in the Chimney Rock Company. In 1949, the Morse family completed an engineering feat that was a marvel to the area and the times. A tunnel was blasted back into the solid rock wall, and an elevator was installed that would carry passengers 258 feet straight up to the top of the precipice, where viewers could then walk on a level decking to the very base of the famed chimney. Now, in March of 1970, a rumor swirled up and down Hickory Nut Gorge that Chimney Rock Park was to be sold. Norman Grieg was still the manager and answered all queries with a stone-faced no comment. As I visited that Wednesday morning in a beautiful day in October with the sole owner now of the park, Lou Morse II, I asked, what was all that about? Ah, he said, a potential buyer wandered in one day and offered an enormous sum of money for the park, the kind of money you can't ignore. But when we investigated, he simply didn't have the assets alleged, and we dropped any further contact. Lou went on to say, however, in 1974, we had a different situation. Lou said, my Aunt B, Mrs. Edward Washburn, who was serving as chairman of the board, felt that the corporation was not producing an adequate yield and the park should be sold. Lou said, I was working in Boston at the time, living in Weston, Massachusetts, and happened to have a realtor's license, so I suggested to Aunt B, if we're going to offer it for sale, there's no better person than myself to handle the marketing challenge. Lou said at that time he had a friend with the name of Steve Welch, who was an ad writer for one of the Boston agencies, and he said he asked Steve if, as a favor, he'd create an ad for him for the sale of Chimney Rock Park. The ad was so brilliant, it may not have sold the park, but it caught the attention of newspapers and was written up from coast to coast. The story of that ad tomorrow from the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.